Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast from GPB News. Today is Friday, May 26th. I'm Peter Biello. On today's episode, Hyundai is partnering to bring another new electric battery plant to Georgia. The University of Georgia offers a new course on the fine art of barbecue, and we'll take you to Truist Park for the widely successful Outcast bobblehead night. Oh yeah, there was a baseball game too. These stories and more are coming up on this edition of Georgia Today. Hyundai and LG Energy Solution announced yesterday they will build a $4.3 billion electric battery plant in Georgia. The factory would be on the site of the new electric vehicle assembly plant that Hyundai Motor Group is building near Savannah. The companies will split the investment, starting production as early as late 2025. It is the second huge electric battery plant that Hyundai is partnering to build in Georgia. The Hyundai LG battery plant will employ 3,000 workers, part of the 8,100 jobs already pledged for the site. The city of Atlanta is a step closer to putting $31 million into a controversial police training center, but not without a push to address environmental concerns. GPB's Donna Lowry reports.
The Atlanta City Council's Finance and Executive Committee gave the first green light on the police training center that opponents have dubbed Cop City. The one no vote came from Councilmember Liliana Bakhtiari, who introduced a resolution to address environmental issues in that South River Forest area. She calls it a longtime dumping ground for landfills, correctional facilities, truck yards, and heavy industry. Bakhtiari wants change.
Doing a restoration of one of the most polluted rivers in the country in an area that has experienced a lot of environmental injustices and that has been systemically overlooked.
Her resolution asked the city to implement the Atlanta Regional Commission's $100 million South River Forest Initiative. For GPB News, I'm Donna Lowry in Atlanta.
A state judge in Cobb County has dismissed murder and child cruelty charges against a man whose toddler died in a hot car 9 years ago. GPB's Devin Zwald has more.
Justin Ross Harris was convicted and sentenced to life in prison for the death of his 22-month-old son, Cooper. The state Supreme Court last year overturned his murder and child cruelty convictions, saying the jury saw evidence that was, quote, extremely and unfairly prejudicial. The county's district attorney said yesterday that he would not retry Harris. From the GPB newsroom, I'm Devin Zwald.
A grand jury has indicted the man accused of killing Migos rapper Takeoff on a murder charge. That's according to the district attorney in Harris County, Texas. The 28-year-old recording artist, whose real name was Kersnick Kari Ball, was killed November 1st last year when shots were fired outside a Houston bowling alley. Ball was an innocent bystander, police said. A month later, 33-year-old Patrick Xavier Clark was arrested and charged in the case. Clark's attorney said the grand jury's action is not unexpected.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
Ahead of Menstrual Hygiene Day this Sunday, an Atlanta doula collective is collecting menstrual supplies to donate to low-income homes. GPB's Amanda Andrews explains.
Goddess Birth Sisters is a nonprofit dedicated to supporting Black maternal health care. This Sunday, they're hosting a period prosperity party. The goal of the party is to educate community members on menstrual hygiene and gather period product donations. Aura Art is a menstrual specialist and member of the nonprofit. She says period poverty is something she's been hearing about from people in her community.
She was expressing to me how difficult it was to just keep up with menstrual products in the household, even on the cheapest scale in terms of not the greatest products. And I just, got to thinking, how many other families are there out there like this?
The event will be hosted at Village Skate Park ATL from noon to 4 p.m., including a raffle and live music performances. For GPB News, I'm Amanda Andrews.
Some University of Georgia students might have the opportunity to show off their new skills this holiday weekend. The school is now offering a seminar to first-year students called Barbecue and You. Not only do they learn barbecue, they also learn the science behind it. Alex Stelzeleni co-teaches the course. He says trial and error is part of it.
Sometimes you'll do everything perfect and it still doesn't come out the way you want it. But most of the times it's still edible and you try it and you learn from it and you figure out next time this is what I need to do, and you adjust and you keep going.
He also says if you're planning to barbecue this weekend, plan ahead and don't rush. The next offering of Barbecue and You is spring 2024. Memorial Day weekend is getting off to a blustery start on Georgia's coast. The National Weather Service is warning beachgoers about dangerous rip currents as an area of low pressure swirls off the Atlantic seaboard. That said, where are you planning to go this holiday weekend? Have any big plans for travel? Well, Southern Living Magazine has 20 ideas for Memorial Day weekend destinations in the South, and two of them are in Georgia. The magazine lists Savannah and Columbus in its 2023 Places to Go list this weekend. In Savannah, the magazine highlights Cobblestone River Street and Wormslow State Historic Site. And in Columbus, it writes about Chattahoochee Riverwalk and the National Infantry Museum. Last night, at the Battery, outside Truist Park...
Y'all feeling good, party people? Tell your people to come on up. We still partying.
Atlanta-based band Biological Misfits play hits from another Atlanta group, Outkast.
Said Caroline.
Outkast formed in the early 90s and spent decades building a massive following. They've won 6 Grammys, and now, added to their list of honors, a tribute at an Atlanta Braves game. The festivities last night included music, food like fried fish and grits and yams with extra syrup, and an Outkast bobblehead featuring Big Boy and Andre 3000 riding in a red Cadillac. That bobblehead was enough of a draw for Ethan Piercy of Smyrna. He and a buddy got to the gate nearly 4 hours before the first pitch to ensure they'd be among the first 15,000 fans to get one.
We're here actually just for the bobblehead. We're going to get the bobblehead and leave. I have other stuff to do tonight, so.
Curious, if you're just here for the bobblehead, how much did you pay for the ticket?
I paid $50 for both our tickets.
Oh, so $25 a ticket, yeah. Essentially.
Okay. Yeah. And he clutched up too. He's here to get a second bobblehead for my mom. So I'm going to get one, and then he's going to get the one I'm going to send to my mom. So he's just here being a good friend.
Before the gates even opened at Truist Park yesterday, Outkast bobbleheads were popping up on eBay. As of Friday afternoon, some bids were north of $200. Nick Hawkins of Dunwoody also got in line early. He says he knew they were for sale online, but his will not be for sale.
Another thing about this bobblehead specifically is that for it to be a band with Andre and Big Boy, it's very rare. Most of the time you see sports players or managers or even, we even have some two players mixed into one. But just to get a band, especially one as great as Outkast.
This is not the first bobblehead night the Braves have held at Truist Park this year, but it was enough to bring Hawkins out to the park for the first time. I spoke to people who came from as far away as Dallas, Texas and Knoxville, Tennessee, drawn to the park tonight for this giveaway. It's a stunt that bears repeating, says Steve Hogan of Atlanta.
Oh, I think it's awesome. I mean, I think they're one of the biggest groups in the rap game, so, I mean, why not lean into it?
Why not lean into it? After all, Atlanta's got no shortage of famous rappers. Perhaps one day we'll see a Lil Baby or Ludacris bobblehead. Oh, by the way, let's not forget there was a baseball game last night. Austin Riley homered twice and Marcell Ozuna homered for the second time in as many games. Final score 8-5 Braves, and the two teams face off again tonight at Truist Park for the third of a 4-game series.
In the building, we say but stand plus. Everybody move to the back of the bus. Do you want a ball fan stomp with us?
And that is it for this edition of Georgia Today. I'm Peter Biello signing off from Truist Park. We hope you have a great Memorial Day weekend. Be safe if you're out there traveling. And remember to hit subscribe on this podcast too so that we'll be back with you in your podcast feed next week. If you've got feedback for this podcast or perhaps a story idea, we'd love to hear from you. Send us an email. The address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. If you like this podcast, make sure you leave a review to help other folks find it. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back with you next week.
What's that fuss? Everybody move to the back of the bus. Do you want a ball that strong with us? We the type of people make the club get drunk. What's that fuss? Everybody move to the back of the bus.